If you're going away on holidays this summer, will you be taking your pet with you? Apparently there's been an increase in the number of pets accompanying their owners on holidays and taking a break from that stressful life of being walked and fed and washed and patted.
I gather you're a little bit cynical about this.
I am. Qantas will transport more than 10,000 pets, mostly dogs, over the next 2 months on flights around Australia and across the globe. The Telegraph reports that the number is a 20% increase on the same period a year ago. And Qantas says the sharp rise is due to the increasing number of people taking pets on holidays and the wider range of pet-friendly accommodation at destinations. Flying a small dog from Sydney to Perth costs around $160. Is this a good idea? David Jenkins is a senior research fellow at the School of Animal and Veterinary Sciences at Charles Sturt University. He's on the line. Morning, David. Taking animals on holiday, is it a good idea?
Good morning. Well, it's quite fun to have your animals with you. I think the airlines these days are very well organised for doing this, and it's a very smooth operation. I've moved my animals around the place. It wasn't for holidays, but it was for just relocation. But certainly, it's a well-organised operation these days, and it moves well. There are some quite strict guidelines that the airlines have to adhere to, but as far as the animals are concerned, they're fine. They might get a bit nervous about the noise and so forth, but no, they cope very well.
Do you think the increase is due to the price of putting pets in kennels and so forth?
It certainly is not a cheap exercise to board your dogs and cats, as I well know, having done it myself. That could be one of the stimuli for doing it. And it's also nice to have your pets. And as you said on the lead into the segment, a lot of places now allow you to take your dogs to stay at bed and breakfasts and houses that you can rent for short periods. So that's
the problem, isn't it? David Ange had a very interesting story earlier from the US about a very irresponsible dog owner at a pet-friendly hotel she stayed at. Now, people really have to consider not just the fact they can take their dogs away, but how they manage them after they arrive at their holiday destination and what kind of accommodation they'll have and how other people will be affected.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it's not a one-way traffic flow, in the sense that if your dog has got sort of psychological issues or doesn't get on with other dogs, or there are problems, then certainly you have a responsibility to other people, perhaps to consider not doing it if that's the demeanour of the dog. But from my perspective, there's certainly some very important dog health issues to consider around parasites. And if you're moving from dry inland areas to coastal areas like coastal New South Wales and Queensland, you've got to think about paralysis ticks. Mm. And if you're moving from non-heartworm areas to heartworm areas, you've got to think about the dogs being bitten by mosquitoes and then coming home with heartworm.
So very good points.
These are issues that are very important if you're going to different geographical and different climatic areas.
So they should seek advice from their vet on that before they do that, I'm imagining. So
absolutely
David,
right.
We're coming up to the news, David. I am going to have to wrap you there,
okay.
But thank you very much for raising those points. Senior Research Fellow at the School of Animal and Veterinary Sciences at Charles Sturt University, David Jenkins, that is a good point. If you are taking them away, you're going to have to check what dangers your pets might face there. We'll have more after the news.